Talking with Lance Keating, head coach for ACGC, and coach, a tough season, or tough game, great season, comes to an end. Your thoughts overall after this game, what do you think was the biggest difference?
We just started slow offensively. We just adjusting to the postseason physicality, and I think a few nerves early, first quarter, maybe part of the second quarter. But, we let them take us out of what we wanted to do. And then we settled in a little bit. Probably should have pressured the whole game, but we don't really have a lot of depth on the bench. But it's hard to pressure like that with Mason in the game. And if you take him out, that gives up a lot of size. So we had to be a little more selective with that. But, I was happy with how our pressure bothered him down the stretch and able to at least kind of still make a game of it for the most part.
How much did you have to adjust everything with Jathan being in foul trouble most of the time?
Well, not really. I mean, we got four guys that average double figures, so one guy gets in foul trouble. We just, senior, you try to trust him and not let him get that third in the first half. Sometimes play him with the third and he gets a fourth like at Pleasantville, and you hope that doesn't happen very often, but just got to trust him to play. We got enough other guys that we just weren't taking very good shots at the start. The way the game was getting called and the amount of physicality in the paint, we were getting in the paint and trying to shoot and get foul calls instead of passing open teammates. So we took too many bad shots at the start. Not a lot of flow to the offense, but I thought we did a good job of settling down at halftime and doing a little better job in the second half. But, hats off to them. They got size, they're physical, and they're patient.
Well, you scrambled defensively. You got some stops, and you finally got some shots in the fourth quarter. You got it down to four.
Yeah.
You might have thought there, hey, we're still in this ball game, and they always seemed to have an answer for everything.
Yeah, there was. We cut it to three or four. We were shooting free throws, and I had a moment there. I felt like we were going to win it, but missed some free throws. Just a late, and the kids are—they're killing themselves. They're tired, so they're beat. I get it, they're fatigued, but a late rotation on the press, and it gets over the top, and then we're kind of scrambling from there. And it's a lot harder to press when we got that many guys in foul trouble. So, it wasn't ideal circumstances whatsoever. But Du Bois made the most of a bad situation and really, really fought to the end.
What can you say just about your seniors? They put together a great season. One of the best maybe ever for ACGC boys, maybe one of the best combined between the boys and the girls. But, what a great bunch of seniors you're going to have to replace for next year.
Yeah, it's tough. It's every year you lose a group. This group's probably as decorated as any we've had through here, but hopefully that sets the standard going forward. Next year it's going to look a little different size-wise unless some of these kids grow, but that doesn't mean there's a lot of shorter basketball players out there, a lot of good teams without size. So just hope that they pass that on to the younger kids to work hard and have some expectations for themselves and the teammates and the program. So, great group of seniors. Did a lot for us. I hate for them that it's over.
Coach, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks, Chris.